Now that we know all the preconditions of wudu, it's time to learn how to do wudu. First, we begin with the niyyah, i.e. your intention, seeking closeness to Allah. It is mustahab to wash both hands, gargle water into your mouth 3 times, and rinse your nose 3 times. Now it is wajib to wash your face from the top of the forehead, where the hair normally grows, to the bottom of your chin in a downward direction. The area you cover is the width covered by the thumb and the middle finger when they are spread out, though it is better to wash a little more than the limit. If your face or hand is larger or smaller than normal, you must observe the amount that people with a normal sized face and hand wash. After the face, we get some more water and wash the right arm from the elbow to the fingertips in a downward direction. Now get some more water and wash your left arm from the elbow to the fingertips in a downward direction. You should wash a little above the elbows if you are not certain that the elbow has been washed completely. Washing the face and arms completely once is wajib. Washing them twice is mustahab, and washing them 3 times or more is haram. Now, without touching any more water, you wipe the front part of your head with the wetness of the water that remained on your right hand. And the recommended precaution is that it should be wiped from the top direction towards the forehead. The recommended precaution is that the length should be at least the length of one finger, and the width of wiping should be at least 3 fingers joined together. It is not necessary to wipe the skin. You can wipe the hair. But if your hair is so long where the wiping is done, then you must wipe the roots of the hair. Or if you have hair which belongs to the side and brushed over, you must remove the hair belonging to the side and wipe the front part of the head. Make sure you don't wipe your face while wiping your head. After wiping the head, with the same wetness, we wipe the feet. The area wiped is from one of the toes to the ankle, and the recommended precaution is that one should wipe the right foot with the right hand first, and then the left foot with the left hand. Wiping the feet can be any width, but it's better to use 3 joined fingers or the whole hand to wipe. Don't forget, the areas that need to be wiped must be dry before wiping. Wiping over socks and shoes is invalid unless one is unable to remove them on account of severe cold or fear of thieves or animals and etc. Then the obligatory precaution, if wiped over the socks or shoes, you must perform tayammum as well. There are a few things that invalidate your wudu. First, urinating or discharge of feces, passing wind, sleeping, insanity or things that cause one to lose his mind, such as intoxication and unconsciousness, istihadha for women, which will be discussed later, and janabah.